First of all, I asked why this was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided that the most plausible reason that it would happen is that as the waves came out, they hit an obstacle. The thing was circular symmetrical, but it wasn't uniform going out.
Mm-hmm.
And generated a higher frequency, probably a double frequency. And if there was something resonant in the gong, that would build up, and there'd be a build up for this reason.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why? Well, I thought about it. It's harder for me to get back to my state of mind. Yes, I made a calculation of particular thing. Suppose you have a stretch string coming in here, and you here you support it by a springy leaf that has no mass, that will allow the string end of the string to go this way,
mm-hmm.
but it can't go this way or this way. And then from this joint, you put another stretch string going this way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as the wave travels along here, it it has a momentum, and if you reflect it, there will be a force in this direction.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the changing momentum. You can think of this for electromagnetic waves, which are perfectly linear, for instance. If you send an electromagnetic wave at that wall, mm-hmm. it will induce a current in the wall, if it's conducting, and the current will, and there'll be a magnetic field at the wall when the thing is reflected.
Mm-hmm.
And the current times the magnetic field will produce a force on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And but this varies periodically. It has an average value and a varying value that is double the frequency of the impinging wave. Because north, when the magnetic field, the magnetic field is always, the current is always produced by the magnetic field. So if you reverse the direction of the magnetic field, you reverse the direction of the current, and the force is still in the same direction.
Okay.
So there is this frequency doubling effect.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want to go further, it produces all any sum and differences. If you have two frequencies, you get both the sum, a force with both the sum and the difference frequency.
Okay.
I thought, Max said you could go around in a square and get this to double frequency. And then I thought of a simpler way of getting the frequency doubled. Suppose that you tie one end of a string down and you put a 45-degree spring on the other.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the longitudinal force here will move this here at twice the frequency of the oscillation back and forth, because you push this way and you shorten the thing, or you push this way and
right,
you shorten
each
the thing.